This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to talk pickup lines. I'm not sure why, because nobody in the room really believes in them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Although.
Women are smarter than this. Okay.
I think some of these are so dumb that they're just
endearing. And then
It's like it's a man willing to humiliate himself in front of you, and you're like, well, that took some guts. So I'll.
You're right.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what? I think a super good looking guy doesn't need to say these, but if he says this to any woman, of course they're going to melt.
It's not because of a line. Anything.
Right. It's not because of a line because of his
face. I don't think they're going to melt, but they'll probably give a pity laugh and continue the conversation at a minimum.
There Can I hear a pity laugh?
I'm trying to think.
Most of my conversations with Amber have that in it. I gotta reevaluate some stuff here real quick. All right. So before we get to all these pickup lines, Steve has said he has another thing. Do you have another thing or do you not? Because you have this thing. If you've never heard his thing, he compliments your blouse.
Right.
And then walks away. Doesn't say anything else. And somehow you're going to be so intrigued by that. It's like, why didn't he ask me out? Why didn't he ask for my number? Why didn't he ask for my Instagram? I have to go. Stop.
She'll seek him out.
No,
she'll seek
won't.
Me out. Yes.
Okay.
Because if you lay a compliment and walk away, there's nothing negative about that. I wasn't aggressive. I was complimentary. And then I piqued your interest by just walking away because like you said,
there's something, I forget what it is, but I think you say shirt or something, or you say top. It's like, that's a great top.
I thought it
was. You said whatever
word. What do you say?
Blouse.
Yeah, see, don't say blouse. Say top.
Amber's just hooking you up.
Shirt, top,
you sound like,
sweater, not blouse.
It just sounds like a certain era.
Yeah.
Your knickers are fine.
Okay. Good tip.
That's a great corset.
Can I offer you a hanky, dear lady? No.
Okay. That's a good tip.
So we have lists and lists of pickup lines. Do you know what's your other thing?
So let's say she's at the bar and I just walk up and I just say something to her. And if she gets like, stop talking to me or just shut up or why you're talking to me, I would go, oh, this is our first fight. Oh, this is so us.
Oh,
that's kind of cute.
Hey, thank you.
It's
endearing. And then walk away. You got to walk away, guys. Just walk away.
And then she feels like so bad about it. Because she's like, man, I was so mean for no reason. He was kind of funny. And then he just left me alone.
Boom.
If I was standing near that conversation, because you know I have this thing where I don't like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I would implode. Cause that was just you going, it's like you watching the guy try too hard. When you watch a try hard,
you don't think it was smooth if
I
was trying too hard.
I don't know.
Only if I get that reaction though, I'm ready for if she gets negative. Oh, our first. This is so.
But it just then it seems like you've been rejected so much that you have a go to thing a little bit.
Oh,
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Amber's intrigued by it.
I wouldn't take it for
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we have pages and pages of pickup lines. By the way, we want to hear pickup lines. If they've worked on you or not worked. We'll take guys calling with their... No women... Again, we know this is true. Women don't have them. A woman's pickup line is, hi.
That's
literally all you have to say.
Yeah.
We will take it from there.
True.
When do you have to do any... You don't. It drives me...
I like the fake thing.
Thinking really hard about it. There's got to have been one time.
At least one.
As a female, to imagine, I understand that the universe is full of double standards where men get stuff and you don't.
Yeah.
But at any moment, yeah, if you would like to have relations,
we can do it.
You can.
You can walk outside of this building and just
and
say,
yell,
I would like to have relations. And you won't see a guy for 5 miles, and there will be one there within 10 seconds.
And it's amazing.
We could go out with $100 bills taped to our bodies.
Great looking blouses, and
yes,
nothing
nada
would ever.
Nothing.
But they can, yeah.
So if you've got a great pickup line, if it's worked on you, or just the stupidest thing you've ever heard, we want to hear them. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. Have you read any of these and thought they would work?
No.
Not one
not
would work.
Not one. They're, unless, no.
It's the ones, there's okay, so in my opinion, there's different genres of the pickup line. There's the, you're an angel, so it's like, did it hurt?
Yeah.
Like when you said, and then there's the punny ones where it's like, I always thought happiness started with an H, but it turns out mine starts with you.
What?
Oh, boy, I've never heard that one.
Because what was the other one? It was like, if I was in charge of the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah.
How do you want me to say it?
It is the delivery, right?
Yes, the delivery and the voice that you're putting on. That just is creep central.
No, because there were studies out that say, and it drives me nuts because there's one in the room, that the lower your voice is.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
The better your chances are with women. Because they want to hear that. So I'm just trying to make my voice low at the end.
Oh, did it work? I wonder if...
Well, Amber just called me creep central. I feel like...
By the way, Amber's going straight to hell.
Why?
Because it's got to be a sin to look that good. That's the only
one...
You
see one, how he delivers it low,
that's
too.
That's the only one...
You say something to him. Why does he get to deliver it low?
But see, that's the only cheesy one
you
I
have
know.
To...
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one you wanted to share with the class, though? None that you liked enough to?
They're all really bad.
Because there's a new one on here that I've never seen before.
Is it clever?
Somebody... There's a couple where, like, used to be... You have to stick with the times. This person says, I have to complain to Spotify for you not being named this week's hottest single. See, they pulled in a new genre.
Wow.
Because it would be like, hey, you're like a 45 record. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're totally dating yourself. It's like
true.
You say in blouse.
Right.
You're just like going,
that's right.
You're
true.
In the wrong.
You're right.
And then there was one that was like, I believe in following my dreams. Can I have your Instagram?
I don't get what I'm confused.
Because he wants to follow.
Follow my... Got it. Why did that take me so long to get that
know.
One? That's
I would be walking away from you going, wow, you're not...
Yeah.
I like
genius.
Him a little smarter.
That way you don't have to... I don't get it.
That's
can you
layout.
Explain it to me? Because I don't get it. Thank you.
On a
and
scale,
then twirl your hair and kind of...
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
I've never heard of
it. I like that one.
Wow.
And the last one is the one that I have used, and it's never been successful.
You used it like on your wife?
I said not successful. Oh. I didn't have to say anything to her. She was smitten with me.
Okay, exactly.
She was enamored.
Enamored.
Would you like to come back to my house for some pizza and relations? What's the matter? You don't like pizza?
I like how he threw the accent. He threw the
What's
accent.
What's the matter? You like the pizza? Clearly not the other thing that you're saying no to, eh?
Anyone that has to do with like getting into bed right away, it's just a no.
Why? Because you want
it
to.
At least the ones that are like trying to be complimentary and like saying, you know, that's at like... There's one, are you something about being as beautiful as you are on the outside? As in, I'm like, at least you're trying to be kind of sweet. But that one's just like,
yeah.
Come get it.
Yeah.
Like, no. That's, no.
Because, like, I've also heard the one where, with Steve's blouse thing. It's like, that's a great blouse. Top. Whatever. It'll look great crumpled up on my floor in the morning.
I don't know if ladies, please never let that work on any man so he thinks that's okay.
They have to work or else they wouldn't be out there.
Exactly. Someone's had to have fallen for it.
All right. Best pickup line ever. Lori.
Hello. Yai.
Hello.
Yai.
What's your pickup line?
So, you know, I think you dropped something back there. My jaw.
Did it work?
Have you used that?
Amazing. And you know what? That just makes me want to ask you, you know, have you ever kissed somebody that you just met? Do you want to?
Wow.
That worked on
work.
Me right now.
Yes. I'm like salivating a little bit. That's a really good one. You don't use them, do you?
No, I'm married now. I did.
But she did.
That should show people. Yeah, I got it. Okay, thank you. Sarah.
Yay.
What's your pickup line?
So I was at a restaurant and I went up to get our pitcher of water refilled. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, you like water? And I was like, yeah, I like water. And he's like, oh, well, that's 70% of me. Now we just have to work on the other 30%.
Oh, because
that's
you made
it. Good.
Oh, wow. He threw a little biology in there.
I thought we were 80% water.
Yeah, there you go. You got it wrong. You guys are an idiot.
Really? Like, actually, sir, we're actually 80% water. Thank you, though.
And we're based in carbon, so how can we even...
did you fall for
Please
it?
Please say no.
I laughed, but then I was like, I got a boyfriend. Sorry, bye.
Nice.
Wow, that's good. Hmm. Things are about to get really confusing on the show for Amber. Because there's one caller who calls our show. This doesn't happen for anybody else on the face of the planet. Oh, my God. It's not working. It's not working.
The theme song.
Oh, my God. It doesn't work.
He's the only one that has a theme song.
He has a theme song, and his theme song isn't working.
It's the what?
It's Smarty Marty.
Smarty.
Marty Smart. Smarty Marty. Marty Smart. 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 It's to the Indiana Jones theme.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't called in a long time.
He's the listener that has the most college degrees.
He has the most college credits for sure.
Yeah.
He's just smart as hell. Smarty Marty, what are you doing?
Yai, gentlemen.
Yai.
Yes.
I think Amber was in diapers the last time we had that theme song with
her. For sure. You seem like a pickup line guy.
Well, yeah, because I don't have the face for it, so I've had to resort to my wits. I have one for 29, in your 20s, basically, and one for 30 and over.
Okay.
In the 20s, I would say, you remind me of my mom, like within a few minutes of a conversation. It was just enough to upset them, like, I'm not your mom, but then they realize I see them as like a long-term relationship.
Okay.
That I'm, you know, so it seemed to have somewhat success. And,
wow.
And like I say, guys, when you're the Elephant Man or Dr. Evil, as I probably more look like,
yes.
You know, and then 30 and over, especially like at a sports bar, a lady you're interested or whatever, you know, gender, I would say, hey, you make a better door than a window. And a lot of that generation, their dad said that to them when they were little.
Yes.
So that's one of those that's kind of...
Oh, when you're blocking their view in front of the TV or something.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Your beauty is not as important as that play and that game. And, you know, so...
Wow.
Marty.
Marty.
He's got some game. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with Marty. He does. Thank you. You remind me of my mom, Marty. It's weird. Mackenzie?
Hi.
Pickup lines.
So, I got pulled over by a police officer, and he was very attractive. So I said, hey, can I have your number with the side of that citation?
Look at you.
I like it.
And you're with him now?
Yeah, we've been married for 5 years. We have 2 kids together.
Stop it!
That's awesome.
Well that's played. Epic.
That is super epic. A pickup line went all the way.
That is pretty cool.
Did you get out of the ticket, though?
No,
Dang
I didn't.
And you still married him?
I know.
That's crazy. Thank you, Mackenzie.
That was good.
Joseph.
Yai.
What's your pickup line?
So, going into a bar, you see a beautiful girl at the bar. You're like, hey, I'm having issues with my phone. Can you help me out with it? And when she goes, what's wrong with it? I keep going through my contacts, and I seem to can't find your number.
Oh, yeah. Amber with that. That's a...
Amber's so creeped out, she's starting to walk out of the room.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.